Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
BT, it's out back on the fan. We are down with the king topic of the day. For me, BT, the thing that hit me over the weekend was the fact that the Raiders are doing exactly what I wanted the Jets to do. And if you could hire Pete Carroll and then go get Chip Kelly, to me that shows a staff, an organization that is putting together the pieces the right way, where with the Jets, it's the same old stuff. It's not that I'm anti-Aaron Glenn. I'm anti the same process. Rookie head coach, rookie general manager, and now rookie OC for the Jets as well.
But it's not the same. You know, the DC, it seems the same, and some aspects are the same. But, you know, the Wilkes hire, the DC, he's obviously a coach who Glenn can lean on. You know, it's funny, when Aaron Glenn stood up there, and even before he became the Jets head coach, it was a thought that he just had a good presence. And, you know, obviously Parcells vouched for him. He was from a really good tree, worked with Sean Payton. If the fear for some is that, you know, Aaron Rodgers could usurp that power as Aaron Glenn tries to establish a culture here, then don't you think we overstated what Aaron Glenn would be as a leader? Like, if Aaron Rodgers gets in the way that much, which I don't think he would, that's why I'm not really worried about this. I like the fact that the Jets are building out a staff. Now, the lack of experience, I hear you. Of course I hear you, even though Wilkes has been there. There's other spots. You know, you're not wrong. You're actually literally right. But I think that the Jets have gone out and they have identified what they think will be best for them. Now, we'll see if it's right down the road, but today it can't be wrong because it's not wrong yet. And Aaron Glenn, what he's saying is, hey, listen, we're building this out. And the OC that we just brought in, he's not going shotgun. He's not necessarily doing what you want. He's doing what we think is best for this team. And if you want to play, then you can play.
Right. I like that part of it. But, I mean, of the three things that are imperative to have in place to have a successful organization, GM, head coach, and in today's NFL, I think it's the offensive coordinator, you got to give me at least one with some kind of experience. And this is a problem where in general, okay, well, yeah, you could hire first-time guys and they could succeed. But with this particular team, the Jets organization, they continue to do the same thing over and over and over again and are expecting different results. I'm not getting fooled by it anymore. I like Aaron Glenn for all the reasons you said. I do think he's going to be in charge, certainly when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, and I want Rodgers back. So let's see how that works. That'll be the next thing to fall in place. And that's the biggest thing because of the GM, head coach, OC, I need somebody with experience. None of them have it. And now we're talking about the quarterback position with a question mark, either in the age of Rodgers or how Rodgers is going to fit in this system, or another potentially young quarterback, and it's the same recipe.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that the Giants, I'm going to incorporate the Giants for a moment here. You think the Giants have a lot of talent?
No.
I don't think anybody really does, right?
They have some high talent pieces, but
100%, 100%. But in terms of just, you know, 1 through 50-ish, no, they're not very talented. I think most people would agree with that. So the Giants, a couple of years ago, they started their process, and it's gone south, obviously, after the 9 wins and the road playoff win against Minnesota. But I bring up the Giants because they started that journey with a rookie head coach in Brian Daboll, a rookie general manager. Kafka was in a role that he'd never been in at that point. And the only, and I know the special teams coach was there for a while, but the defensive coordinator, Wink Martindale, was one that had a lot of experience.
Right.
And, you know, and of course, Daniel Jones had a lot of experience, like Rodgers has a lot of experience, although Rodgers has more. And Steve Wilkes has a lot of experience, although not as much as Wink Martindale. So it's not that it can't work, because in a lot of ways, the Giants did the same exact thing that the Jets are preparing themselves to do. And I asked you if they have talent, because the easy thing to say, well, look at the Giants. They're picking third. It didn't go anywhere. It didn't go anywhere because they don't have talent.
Right.
It didn't necessarily fail because the head coach GM duo were young and Kafka was young. And like, I just think we, you know, it's a broad assessment that may, by the way, it might apply in 2 or 3 years, right? I'm just not that worried about it.
Yeah, I get it. And just because I like what the Raiders are doing doesn't mean the Raiders are going to win with that structure.
Correct.
I understand it, but at the very least, I would have liked to have seen an experienced offensive coordinator. And so far it's been an experienced head coach, inexperienced GM, and now an experienced offensive coordinator, and we got to find out what's going to be going on with the quarterback. So, I mean, the number one, like, most imperative thing for me from the Jets coming out of this offseason was to not do exactly what they're doing. So I am not going to get fooled again, especially when other teams are doing what I would have done. Doesn't mean it's going to be right.
Yeah.
I could be proven wrong here.
I get it
very easily.
Hey, listen, the sensible thing, anytime you're talking about the Jets and trying to determine if they did the right thing or the wrong thing, is say that they did the wrong thing, because more times than not, you're going to be right. I get it. You're not taking the cheese, and I'm not taking the cheese. I'm just saying, all right, let's see. And I'm also very aware that the Jets are very undesirable right now.
Yeah.
Rodgers is old. Woody's been a mess. You know, the salary cap is an issue. So, you know, it sounds good. You know, the trusted Jedi veteran offensive coordinator who's had a lot of success elsewhere. Who the hell, what person with that resume is going to say willingly, unless they have no other options, oh, yeah, I'm going to go coach the Jets?
I know, but that's
that part, sounds appealing.
But that's part of the problem to me. You know?
Yeah,
it's going to take, think about what it's going to take for Aaron Glenn to actually succeed here. While the roster may have a lot more talent than his predecessors,
definitely,
whether it be Gase or Robert Saleh, still, it is going to take Glenn to overcome the Woody factor, the history of this team's failures.
Forget about the history.
The media. Okay.
You're making too much of it.
No, but it is. Here's why I think it's important, though, BT. You're right. Like, it shouldn't matter what happened yesterday. It shouldn't matter today or tomorrow. But it will when it comes to, it's now 16 straight seasons and 17.
Well, if it's 17, that's three more years.
Okay,
I give up.
Or whatever. Or they go, you know, they start 0-3.
I know what you're saying.
They need to win to at least start to just push some of that stuff to the back burner.
Well, I want Rodgers back. That's why I think it's very important. I've said this from day one, that Aaron Rodgers comes back, because I think now, it doesn't mean that he would have a sealed fate of failure, but I think it's fairly important for Aaron Glenn to get off to a competent start and show early that it's the opposite of the last few regimes. Now, and by the way, of course, I get the history clearly, but when I say it doesn't matter, or, you know, how is Aaron Glenn going to succeed? I'll tell you, I think we're overthinking it. You know how Aaron Glenn succeeds? Cut the penalties in half. Let's start there. Like, we could talk about, you know, the burden that he inherits, and the decades and you know, basically my entire life of punchlines. Of course that applies. We all know that. Cut the penalties in half. Protect the football. Take the ball away a little bit more. You're a 10-win team.
Right. But maybe the way to do that, and Glenn, to his credit, said this at his opening press conference, to change the culture, you need to change the people. And maybe, like, yeah, it's great. A head coach comes in here and says, guys, stop with the penalties. Like, I'll hold you accountable. But maybe that means getting rid of some of these players.
Who might.
Okay, and then if he starts doing that, okay, fair enough. But it might take some time and turnover, and now we're talking about not going for it necessarily this year with the quote-unquote talent that we think that they have on paper. So it could be a totally different situation. Maybe there's no Rodgers. Maybe there's a rebuild here. And in that case, then I'd be I'd be more open to the idea of having inexperience because it wouldn't be imperative to win now, but that's going to take some time. And will he be given the proper time to really strip this thing down and then build it back up?
Honestly, those are all good questions. I don't know, because I don't know how Woody's going to be when things first go awry. My hope is that Woody's learned his lesson. I mean, if he hasn't, then it's hopeless.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Mark is calling from Houston, Texas. What's up, Mark?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, good. Quick one. Before I get to Tanner Ernstead, I was wondering if you guys think, Chip Kelly apparently is getting paid $6 million a season as an OC. And the other thing there I wonder is, Carroll's 72, 73 years old, if there's some sort of wink, wink, coaching, waiting sort of thing going on there.
I don't know. I think Pete's 74. I don't know. I mean, so, one thing about Woody always spends a lot of money, trying to get some pieces here. Woody never spends a lot of money on the coaches. Wow. So are you implying, that he just wouldn't have paid? I didn't even know Chip was making six.
I'm wondering.
I'm
wondering.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of things to gripe about with the New York Jets. Woody's willingness to spend money to try to make the Jets relevant is very low on my list.
What would you rather have? I think I know your answer. I'm going to ask it anyway. What would you rather have? The current Jets structure or what the Raiders are doing?
The current Jets structure or what the Raiders are doing? I think, without specifics, and I'll give you my answer, the Raiders is generally more appealing.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought you would say Jets, actually.
No. But because Aaron Glenn, to me, feels different, I'm okay with this, even though it's not conventional to what they usually do.
It's also not Jim Harbaugh versus Aaron Glenn. It's Pete Carroll at his age.
Yeah, there's other factors for sure. So Raiders don't have a lot of talent.
Right, which is why I wanted Pete Carroll to begin with. Because remember, in my mind, the hiring process was, okay, how do we eliminate the question marks here? Why aren't I loving any of these candidates? And the only question mark with Carroll was his age. It's the only thing you could poke a hole in. So, but it still is something. So even I, who wanted Pete Carroll, still see the appeal of Aaron Glenn. However, I just feel a lot more comfortable about what they're doing, how the Raiders are building it with Pete Carroll and Chip Kelly, regardless of how much they're making per year. I mean, they're both proven coaches in the NFL and college. That you could trust those guys. Does it mean it's going to work? No. Mm-hmm. But at least you know with the Jets, there's such an it doesn't mean it can't work, but there's such an unknown in three key areas. As a matter of fact, I'll give you Aaron Glenn. I don't know about the OC, and I don't know about the GM.
Neither do I. I mean, nobody knows about the OC.
And that's me giving you Aaron Glenn. Jerry is calling from Boca Raton, Florida. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
The question has already been answered on Woody.
What's that?
You have to look at behavior and not talk.
Go ahead.
If Woody changed, he would have hired the GM first.
Well,
allowed the GM to hire the coach.
Well, that is,
and it just kills the accountability.
Even without that structure, Jerry, and thank you for the call. I do think that at least BT, Jerry's bringing up a good point in that, at least from my perspective, it would have shown Woody's changing even a little bit. If he hired somebody like Pete Carroll with experience to come in and say, okay, here you go, fix this.
He tried to hire Mike Vrabel. He was willing to do it. He was prepared to do it. He wanted Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's a fair point, but still he had other options like that. It shouldn't have been, well, we can't get Vrabel, who's experienced, let's go get a former Jet. Like, it should have been, okay, here's my mindset. I want somebody with experience to hand the keys over to. Vrabel's my top guy. Vrabel goes to New England and says, okay, well, who's the next guy with that experience to hand the keys over? It shouldn't be Vrabel right into, okay, well, we can't get...
But it wasn't, though, Sal. They spoke to Brian Flores. They spoke to Spagnuolo. Like, they spoke to 12 or 13 guys. I mean, it's not, and listen, I love them. It's not like they pulled Wayne Krebet off a high school field and said, all right, you're a former Jet. Come coach, Wayne. I mean, Aaron Glenn is one of the hottest coaching prospects in the NFL.
I get it.
He just happened to be a former Jet.
But they've made this hire before. Robert Saleh, before he was the Jets head coach and looked like the worst head coach ever, was one of the hottest prospects in the NFL.
I understand that. I get that. I mean, I know. Same, I can't push back on that.
Even
I can't.
Even LaFleur bringing in his guy. Oh, brother of Matt.
I know. I can't push back on that. I can't. The only thing that I would say where I think Saleh, where I hope, Aaron Glenn's a little different than Robert Saleh is that, Saleh was with the Niners. And, you know, he was with Seattle for a minute, like quality control, like lesser roles. He wasn't just with the Niners. But, like, I love the fact, and maybe I'm just romanticizing this, but I love the fact that he's a Parcells disciple. He was with Sean Payton with the Saints. He was with Campbell. Saw that that awful eyesore moribund joke of a franchise, much more than the Jets, by the way. I mean, you know, so and saw that and was a big part of the elevation. Like, to me, there's it's not just he was a hot candidate and he played for the Jets and he was a good player with the Jets. The resume's really good.
Yeah.
And then you listen to the presentation, the conviction. I believe in Glenn.
I agree with all that you're saying. And because of being burnt in the past by it, it shouldn't prevent you from hiring the right guy now. But with all that being said, I still would have liked that. At least, okay, you sold me, BT, right? You sold me. Mm. I wanted experience, but you just sold me why you didn't need experience with the head coach. Can you get me an experienced offensive coordinator or an experienced general manager?
Okay.
Like, it's got to be all three.
Listen, we're speaking the same language. I get it. You get me.
Yeah.
A little nuance here. But then I would just volley back to you this. All right, Sal. All right. Hey, listen, I'm going to give you that. But the OC that I'm going to bring in, he's got experience, but he failed at his last stop. Like, what
Bobby Slowick, for example, I'd take him.
Did anybody else hire him? Did I miss?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think they did. Slowick had a really confounding year at the Texans. He was higher on my list, and then nobody hired him. And then I heard some stuff, and I'm like, maybe there's something wrong there.
I know, but as an offensive coordinator, and again, who knows what this stuff?
You know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
Like, so if I would have satisfied your criteria, and I understand why that's important to you, I truly do, but to satisfy it and just check a box, well, all right, this dude's got experience, but the last offense he ran averaged 17.9 points per game. It had no vertical splash, and it didn't seem very modern. Like, all right, well, maybe you're hiring somebody with no experience, but maybe what they present is much more explosive than a guy who just got fired for not doing much.
The other part of this, and I guess this is a lesser part, I know we both want Rodgers back, but if it's for the greater good, meaning that, let's say this OC is the real deal, and you bring in your own guy, like, my part of it would be, I don't think Rodgers is going to want to work with this new guy.
Well, then Rodgers has to retire.
Fair enough. And then maybe that's the best case. But now you're getting into the spot where they could be a losing franchise again. And then the losses start to pile up, to your earlier point weeks ago about Glenn. Then maybe you're in that same situation again. I don't know, but I would assume that Rodgers, with the first time OC, might be looking at it a little bit sideways, like, especially if it's not going to. The best, even Ben Johnson said, look, I'm stripping this playbook down to the studs and building it back up to accommodate Caleb Williams. I'm not saying you need to do that for Rodgers, you know, over 40.
Be foolish to do that.
Okay.
No one's doing that.
Okay, but then maybe it is best to move on.
Well, how about this, though? But there's also the possibility if they would have hired Pete Carroll, and maybe Rodgers didn't love the OC that Pete Carroll hired, and he's like, nah, that's not very appealing. He runs a style that I'm not very good. Like, just because. There's no guarantee that Rodgers would have been on board with a veteran OC.
Right.
You know what I mean? You just don't know.
Right.
Listen, we're going to find out if Aaron Rodgers wants to play football, and I think more importantly, if he wants to play football by somebody else's rules.
Right.
We'll get the answer next week. This thing's not dragging out.
Yeah, and that's going to be the final piece here in place. But of all the things, like, if you need to check the boxes on Sal's to-do list for the Jets, X, X, X. I didn't want an inexperienced general manager. I didn't want an inexperienced head coach. Certainly did not want an inexperienced offensive coordinator. All three.
Mm-hmm.
And now, even if Rodgers comes back, at least they get one of the four in that particular case. But if not, it is the same exact recipe that has failed this organization year after year after year.
Okay, but hold on now. Now let's go back to the other boxes that Sal's checked over the years. And by the way, I've checked these boxes with you. Did you check the box when they hired Adam Gase? Because I know I did. Put your hands up.
No, I was wrong.
I know. We were both wrong.
Right.
So, like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
We checked that box, too, and it was fantastically bad.
But even with us wanting an experienced head coach who had some success like Gase did in Miami, this time, like, okay, at least they took a chance. It didn't work, sure. Like I said, it doesn't guarantee that it's going to be, that I'm going to be right, what I would do. But there were far more qualified head coaches out there.
This time.
Well, than Adam Gase. By the way, they could have went with Mike McCarthy years ago. They didn't. They chose Adam Gase. For whatever reasons, Peyton Manning and all that stuff. Okay, they made a mistake. But it doesn't mean that they couldn't hire the right guy this time. So, Look, I want to get behind Aaron Glenn.
Yeah.
Easy to root for, easy to fall in love with, as I said earlier. I think that that's where not even just Jeff fans, I think anybody on a human level, a blue-collar guy that worked his way up,
yep.
that's referencing
family man.
Yeah, he gets it. Like, I am going to root like hell for Aaron Glenn to succeed. I just don't believe in the way. And now, look, some of this is on Glenn, too. He hires the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't believe that this recipe is going to be one that's going to be successful with the New York Jets.
There's very few teams in this city.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
...that get the benefit of the doubt? The Jets have never been on that list, and they won't until they completely change who they are. I get what you're saying.
BT and Sal on the fan. We'll get back to your calls. We'll get to the Lucas stuff. We mentioned that trade earlier. In case you missed it, check it out on the free Odyssey app. So we'll get to those calls and the Knicks as well. Plenty more to do. We got to get some baseball, BT. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the fan.
You're into dinner in Berlin. Make it a spin move or else you win. And then begin to see what you're doing to me. The Sam TV is not for free. It's OPC is killing me. So desperately I'll sing the other love. Shove it off. So raging, dating, pain, and fear itself. And I can't keep these feelings on the shelf.
BT and Sal back on the fan. 888-808-1019. We're just looking at the salary caps in the NFL and, you know, on the heels of the Myles Garrett request for a trade from Cleveland. I would bet, BT, do the math, right? It's got to be a team that has the cap space to make a trade for him, plus a team that he wants to go to that he thinks he can win a Super Bowl with.
Mm-hmm.
Lions were up there. Niners were up there. Steelers, I don't know. Can they win the Super Bowl? If a Chargers were up there, to Hoff's point before, I would go, and I'm just totally guessing right here, I would go Chargers, Niners, or Lions for the potential landing spot for Myles Garrett. Those would be my three.
I think those are good guesses. I wouldn't get too wrapped up in the salary cap stuff, though. I mean, you can manipulate that. You know how many times like I'm like, oh, this team's negative $15 million in salary cap, and then like 3 weeks later, they rearrange five contracts, and they've got $37 million in cap space. You know, you can always kind of, eventually you got to pay the piper, but you can kind of kick it downstream, rework some stuff, the guaranteed money, the incentives, whatever. It really is, it's so confusing, quite frankly.
It really is. We can, though, definitively rule out the New York teams.
Him wanting us.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Cap space be okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's no way he's going to want to come to New York. He said he wants to win a Super Bowl. That's why he wants to leave Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Is that, that's really, truly what he said? Like, just that's about a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I don't know if there was other stuff. I mean, yeah. That was one of the quotes that I read from his, he wrote like a letter saying why he wanted that. He said, I don't want to go from Cleveland to Canton. I want to win a Super Bowl.
Oh, wow. Huh? Pretty presumptuous, but he's not wrong.
Well, I mean,
he's a Hall of Famer. He's tremendous.
Defensive Player of the Year. God, man.
How many guys would say that about themselves? I don't want to go to the Hall of Fame straight from here.
It was just something like the goal. The goal wasn't to go from Cleveland to Canton, but the goal is to win something like that.
All right, pretty interesting.
I respect it. Yeah. Hey, he is boys with Jermaine Illuminor. We haven't talked to Jermaine in a while, obviously. Yeah. But we used to have him on regularly. And remember, I told him about going up there. I said something about you worried about, you know, Garrett hitting you over the head with a helmet, something stupid like that. And he's like, that was my best buddy. They played together at college.
Yeah, so. I think it was A&M, right? Was it A&M?
No,
I think it was.
I forget. Yeah.
Pretty sure.
But either way, so I love to see it because Garrett is that type of player that he could change a team instantly. But I just don't think he would want either the Jets or the Giants.
No, I mean, I don't think so either. And let's face it, I think at this point, I know the Giants made a big swing with Burns a year ago. I mean, I don't think the route is crazy trades at this point.
Well, what about for the Jets?
Well, I was going to say, if either the Jets or the I said it before, but the more I think about it, I'm not saying I wouldn't want them. I don't think that that's the prudent play here. I think if there's a big trade for the Jets or the Giants, don't you think it's got to include getting up to the slot to get your quarterback?
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't that be the move?
Yeah, no, I know. But I want to dream about Myles Garrett, so it'd be nice. But yes, absolutely. The Giants desperately need a quarterback. I mean, would they take Kayvon Thibodeau, a number one, not the number three pick overall, but maybe
saying.
Next year's one plus a couple twos? I mean, could you do
would
it that
way? Would they take it? The Browns? I don't know. They'll get better than that. I think they'll get better than that.
Right. Plus, like we said, we got to factor in Myles Garrett. Do you really think? I mean, there's no way he would want to come.
He's not coming here.
Yeah. All right. I guess we can stop talking about that. Luka Doncic also not coming here. He was traded over the weekend to the Lakers in a trade that shocked the world as far as the NBA goes. Limo driver Ed is calling from Newark Airport. What's up, limo driver Ed?
Hey, my guys. How y'all doing, man? I got you. But listen to this. I got four things real quick for you. Mm. First one, Myles Garrett to the Jets. Second, Jimmy Butler to the Knicks. Third, listen to this now.
I'd take Jimmy Butler, but what would you?
Writing it down. That's an interesting one. Go ahead.
All right. Now listen. Now third.
Yeah.
Luka, the guy can't stay healthy, and if he keeps messing around with that calf, he's going to do a Rodgers
Achilles.
Achilles. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you another thing too. Even with AD, he can't stay healthy.
I know.
So you know what I'm saying? You can't depend on these dudes, and with all that weight that Luka got on him. Oh, he's going to pop that Achilles. It's coming. Mm. It's coming because this is like the third time he had a problem with that calf.
He hasn't played since Christmas.
Yeah.
It's been out, man.
Thanks for the call, limo driver Ed. Did I put him on hold or did I drop him? You can just drop him there.
BT, he's on hold right
there.
Do me
a favor.
So.
Is this screen changing colors or is that just my eye playing tricks?
It is playing. It's changing colors.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me put on my grandma glasses.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
See
that though, right? When I
it's
go
changing.
To
it's getting darker and lighter.
I'm like, oh, man.
There.
He screwed me up. I'm going to have to go back in for the other. Okay. So you want to do the Jimmy Butler part?
Yeah. I mean, Miles to the Jets. I mean, listen, I think of the two, it makes a little more sense for the Jets than the Giants. Jets are closer, but I don't think he's coming here. Butler to either team. Butler to the Knicks. All right, I'm not interested at this point. I have no interest in giving him a crazy extension. I don't want to do it. I wouldn't do it. And he's getting a little weird as he's getting older.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what it would take though. Now I wouldn't rule it out 100%. Let me at least flip a trade my way. Like number one, the Knicks and the Heat aren't doing this trade.
Right.
But what? What would they want? What would I have to give up to get Jimmy here?
Yeah, or maybe even more so, how would he fit in? Like, the idea... See, I love everything that Jimmy Butler used to stand for as a player, and maybe still does in some ways. I don't know, but
I used to, too. I agree.
And I think, if anything, Tibbs can get him back on track. You know, he was a big Tibbs guy, all that stuff. I love the toughness, all that grit that you talk about. Like, that's Jimmy Butler's forte.
Yes.
At least it used to be. But how would he possibly fit in here?
Well, that's why I'm at. Who's gone?
OG?
I mean, you probably have to get rid of, well, of course, OG and, like, would it be
I mean, are you doing
OG
that at this
and
point?
Deuce?
Are you doing that at this
no,
point?
No, I'm not.
Are we in the right ballpark with saying OG potentially? You're not giving up Bridges after all that you just got for him.
I mean,
or that you give up to get him.
I know what you mean. They might want, you know, one of those pieces and some. So, and I don't think they want Sims.
Did he already reject the trade to Phoenix? Did I read that?
I think it was, wasn't it the
Warriors? Oh, maybe the Warriors, right.
He rejected the extension.
Right. Oh, okay, right. He didn't want it.
Which is in essence saying, don't trade for me, so.
Because I'm not going to sign an extension.
It's the way, because I don't know that he's got a full no trade, so the way he shoots down a trade is, I'm not going to sign there.
I just don't get what the issue is, because if you're having a problem with the Miami Heat organization, with Riley and Spoelstra, two of the best in the game.
Yeah.
Then, like.
What's happening to you?
Own you kind of damaged goods at that point?
I trust Jimmy Butler. Wherever he goes, he's going to show up and he's going to lock in and he's going to be a beast because I just think he's a killer. That's who he is. You know, to defend them a little bit here, and I am a big Jimmy Butler fan like you, maybe that, you know, Pat Riley is a taskmaster, man. And so is Spoelstra.
That's why we love it.
We love it. No, we do. We do. But there are limits. There are limits.
And with the world evolving the way that it has.
Yeah, I mean, look at Jimmy's body. He's absolutely in great shape. It's not like he's like lazy like Luka.
Yeah.
So it's not that. It's playoffs. He's always dialed in. So there's not a lack of focus or urgency. Maybe just kind of heard the same message too much.
Yeah, maybe.
It gets old.
Phil is in Elizabeth, New Jersey. What's up, Phil?
Hey, yes. I got two things to say. The first thing is about Jimmy Butler to the Knicks. It ain't happening. Karl Anthony Towns got that soft statement said about him by Jimmy Butler out in Minnesota.
Yeah, well, he played for Tom Thibodeau. I know. Yep.
So that ain't going to happen. The other thing is...
Yeah, but hold on a sec now. Phil, hold on. We also didn't think... And I'm with you. I think it's a pipe dream. But we also didn't necessarily think that Karl Anthony Towns and Tom Thibodeau would ever have a reunion. And they're doing fine.
Yes, they are. But that's because Karl Anthony Towns is such a player.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Jimmy Butler's pretty good, too.
Yeah, I'd love to see. I just don't think it fits at this particular point.
No, same here.
What you'd have to give up, you know, where he would fit in with this team. But I do love Jimmy Butler, the player. And I don't want to say the Knicks lack toughness, because I don't think that they do. Mm. But Jimmy Butler possesses all of those. Like, Jimmy Butler possesses what Dante DiVincenzo possessed, but he has talent. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Dante's got talent. It's different talent, but like, I know what you mean. I know Butler, like, when he's on,
real
is
talent.
Is more of a franchise player. Dante's, you know, a secondary piece is going to come sniping.
Well, is he past his prime as a player? You know, whatever.
I don't
all
think
those
he
things.
Is past his prime.
And by the way, we also realize this is a total hypothetical here. We know it's not going to happen.
Well, he's going to get traded somewhere.
Yeah. Well, right.
So I don't. You know, that's not the hypothetical aspect.
Well, the Knicks part of it would. I mean,
he ain't going to the Knicks.
Can you imagine they have a blockbuster up their sleeve?
I can't, because here would Pat Riley trade him to the Knicks?
I mean, if it were the right, what if he wanted OG and Mitchell Robinson and Deuce McBride?
I guess you can't let feelings get in the way for the right deal. I've always said that. So if Pat saw a deal, Deuce and whatever, a pick. I mean, I'm not moving mountains for Jimmy Butler. It's an interesting conversation. But I want to go back to what you said before. Yeah. You're like, you're not calling the Knicks soft. And I know you're not. But you're also not lauding their toughness.
Tough bucket Towns. You know, he's been a lot tougher than I thought.
But
Brunson is tough. Hard is tough.
But. You know,
but
we know who's on the team.
But there is much more finesse. I don't know if it's talent finesse or the way that it is. What, Devo or Hartenstein?
I'm listening.
Yeah, but
I'm just waiting for you to come around and say they're just not as tough as you wish that they were. I'm just waiting.
They're not. I'll give you that.
That's all
I'm not going to hold back on that.
Okay.
They're not as... I think we are in agreement with that.
We are.
I guess the issue is, and I'm dead serious when I tell you this. I'm trying to evolve as a basketball fan in understanding that this is where the league is going. As much as I loved last year's Knicks team, there was a ceiling. I would have loved to have seen it with Randall and OG healthy to see what that ceiling was.
Yep.
But ultimately, I believe there was a ceiling. With this team, I don't love the style of play. I don't love 140 points.
Neither do I.
Okay. But
unless I got the over.
But yeah. But it's the reality of the way the game is played today.
Yeah.
And they can do that as well as anybody. It's the greatest offensive Knicks team maybe ever, but certainly that I've ever seen. I'm not used to it. I'm like you. You grew up a little bit before, but still, the 90s teams, like, those are teams I love. So I believe in hard-nosed, tough defense.
Uh-huh.
Even with, forget the 90s, Tibbs did it 4 years ago, whenever we first got here, when they were the 4 seed that year. Like, that was the style
New
that
Orleans,
I like.
Noel, those guys.
But it has a limit. So I don't want to call them soft. I want to call them more talented, more finesse, which is not as appealing.
I know. But I'm not calling them soft either, okay, for the record. I'm not. Right. They're just, I wish they were a little grittier. You know, like,
something's missing.
Yeah, and that's what I've said from pretty much day one. Now, to what degree, I don't know. And I hope that it's not the degree that I surmise it might be. Now, and I'm also not looking for Bad Boys 2.0. I don't need that. But you need one guy in the middle who's not afraid to throw a little elbow. And that's not necessarily Cat.
You know, the other problem that they have, and just thinking this out loud as we have this conversation, like the Jimmy Butler type assassin.
Yeah.
They don't have that. And that might be a part where, like, Brunson is great and he's got that grit and toughness, but his skill set is not where he's going to create his own shot and be that assassin. You know, his footwork is his skill, trying to get inside,
well,
whatever.
He creates his own shot.
Not to that.
You're not going to throw the ball in the wing at the, like, on the wing and say, "All right, go
get it."
Okay, I know what you mean.
That one-on-one, dog at the end of the game. I'm not saying he doesn't have it in his heart.
I'm
saying that, you know, he's undersized.
Sure.
Okay.
Not going to jump over you.
So there are, he's going to be doubled. There's going to be issues there. OG isn't that guy.
No.
Bridges, to me, is, he's the one guy that I might say is a little too soft for that. Mm. I want to see more of that. I think he's got to be that guy.
I don't think he's tough.
I mean, and
he's
Cat,
good, but he's Cat, not what you're looking for Cat's, with that.
Cat, like, he's a center, he's a big man, but so with all the great pieces that they have in spacing and ball movement and can score from anywhere on the floor, they are still lacking that one alpha male stud who could just put the ball on the floor, take it to the hoop, pull up, create it, like the, like a Jimmy Butler type.
They got an alpha male, but he's not the guy that you give the ball to with, you know, 13 seconds to go. That's Josh Hart.
Yeah, well, right.
They've got Josh. Love Josh.
Right, so all those guys that they have, including Hart, like,
the pieces are terrific. Do they fit perfect? I don't think they fit perfect.
I think they fit well. If there's one thing that's missing, it would be, like, their heart and soul should not be Josh Hart.
Yeah.
It should be, you know, the Kobe type, the Butler type, that dominant, no doubt about it, superstar.
Is Jason Tatum that guy?
That's what I'm saying. I think he is.
I think so,
right?
Too.
I think he is, too.
And Jaylen Brown's a dog. And yeah, no, for sure.
Do the Knicks have anybody that could even be their, that comp to Tatum and Brown?
I mean, Jalen Brunson did average basically 40.
I get it.
Getting double teamed. Remember, like, oh, Sixers are throwing a different defense at him. Is he going to adjust? Yeah, he did. I know it's not conventional because he's a little undersized, whatever. Listen, any criticism or any fears, concerns I have about the Knicks is all based on the fact that the championship window is open. There's no other massive move to make, I don't think. So if it seems a little too critical, understand I really like this team, but it's got to be about loving this team. They've got 2 to 3 years to win. Every asset's been dealt. And I think they're a little less than.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll continue with your Knicks calls on the other side and the Luka trade and all that stuff. And I want to get to baseball at 1 o'clock. Not only do I have some thoughts from while I was away last week about Hal and Alonzo, there have been the Pekoda projections released today.
For win totals?
Yes.
Oh, we're going to have a little fun.
We'll have some fun going over that. We'll do that in the 1 o'clock hour.
Right, I have not looked at them. I will not peek.
Me neither. I did see one headline, but I did not see the total numbers.
Well, then I think we have to have Hoff read them so that you and I can guess a little bit.
I'll take care of it.
You're all over it, Hoff? All right, we'll get to it. Sounds good.
All right, BT and Sal on the Fan.
Hey, the Slam Dunk in Vegas is live. We've been telling you about this for a couple of weeks. It's absolutely sick. How about a little trip to Vegas during the tournament? Winning is easy. All you have to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to the Fan each day for a minimum 1 hour for your daily entry and your chance to win travel and accommodations for four to Vegas, where you and your crew, and listen, whatever crew you want to take, that's up to you. We'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. Plus, you'll score $20,000 for you to find the ultimate and fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championships. It's insane. You got a chance to win $20,000, five apiece, you know, foursome out to Vegas, all the accommodations, six spot over at the Circa Resort and Casino. Make sure to download the free Odyssey app and listen.
It's Evan and Kiki. Afternoons on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
This is not about to me if I think Aaron Rodgers can play or if I think he's the best option. This comes down to Aaron Glenn as a rookie head coach deciding and telling us, I can coach that guy, let's go win. Or, you know what? I don't want to deal with this crap.
Stream Evan and Tiki live or on demand with the Odyssey app and podcast the show wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Maggie Gray with an Odyssey Sports Minute. The Dallas Mavericks traded away superstar Luka Doncic Saturday night, sending him to the Lakers. It's a blockbuster trade and pairs Luka with LeBron James. But how does this make sense for the Mavs? Luka is the centerpiece of the franchise, led the team to the finals last season, and is entering the prime of his career. What's worse, they got an off-injured Anthony Davis in return, Max Christie, and one draft pick. They didn't bother shopping Luka to the highest bidder. What a mistake. I'm Maggie Gray.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only, select a request $2 for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
D'Agostino & Associates is a legacy firm that's there to help accident victims. I'm attorney Jenna D'Agostino, continuing the legacy my father, John D'Agostino, started 35 years ago when he built D'Agostino & Associates, the injury firm, one client at a time.
I grew up on these New York and New Jersey streets. They shaped me. I'm attorney John D'Agostino from D'Agostino & Associates, the injury firm. I often tell the story of how my father lost his leg in a construction accident so people understand I've been there and I'll be there for you. Call my team first. 888-24-LAW-24. 888-24-LAW-24.
Continuing the legacy means working closely with my father and our team. When you're injured, we know a big decision has to be made. Call our team first.
D'Agostino & Associates, the injury firm. We have offices throughout New York and New Jersey. I've been there, and I'll be there for you. Call my team first. 888-24-LAW-24. 888-24-LAW-24. D'Agostino Law. Bite back.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Connecticut's best value is at Town Fair Tire. They honor all manufacturer and valid competitor rebates, offer the most free services for life, plus give you the guaranteed lowest price. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody! Town Fair
Tire! This President's Month at Nielsen Dodge, fun is in the driver's seat. We're celebrating all month with special presidential savings, plus zero down payment. And with every vehicle purchase, you'll get a 55-inch flat-screen TV. Now that's fun.
Lease a new 2025 Jeep Compass Limited 4x4, just $229 a month. Or lease a new 2025 Jeep Grand Cherokee Altitude X 4x4, just $299 a month. Or zero down payment is available.
Plus, choose from a wide selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. You can get up to $1,500 over book value for any trade. And if you need credit help, we're here to make it fast and easy. On Route 10 in East Hanover, or shop online at NielsenDodge.com. Proud member of the Nielsen Auto Group. At Nielsen, fun is in the driver's seat.
President's Day sales event.
Term Compass 27 Cherokee, 36 months due at sign. Compass 4229 Cherokee, 4799 at tax tag, 49 dock and DMV fees. With approval, see dealer for details.
Mike Rowe here with a quick question. Have you noticed cracks in your drywall, chimney, or exterior walls? I hope not, because if you have, they could be indications that you've got a much bigger problem with your foundation. That's where Groundworks comes in. They can honestly assess your situation and create a plan to stabilize your foundation. Schedule your free inspection at groundworks.com/row. And while you're there, check out my latest dirty job. It's a good one.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
You got your hands
Luke Bryan.
Country Song Came On Tour. Friday, May 30th at PNC Bank Arts Center. And Saturday, May 31st, Northwell at Jones Beach Theater. Luke Bryan. With special guests George Burge, Adriana, Drake Milligan, and DJ Rock. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. Don't miss Luke Bryan Live. Part of the Cadillac Tri-State Concert Series.
Slap shot, leave your back shot. We've got specialists for that. Layup, take you down. We've got specialists for that. With 45 Castle Connolly top doctors, Orlin & Cohen specialists are considered among the best in the nation by their peers, which can mean a better outcome for you. From Staten Island to Southampton, our network is open 7 days a week, so you can feel better faster. Visit OrlinCohen.com.
Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Brandon Tierney's now kind of back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. I had something that I want to talk about, and I totally freaking forgot what it was. What do you got there? You get something blue on you.
Just chewing on a pen.
Oh,
pen cap.
All right. I was worried about something. Maybe
the exploded ink. Remember when that happened?
By the way.
You'll see red ink.
By the way, yeah. It's Friday. Oh, Friday is the day. Dude. It is the football Friday ahead of Super Bowl Sunday, of course, where BT and Hoff are going to have to pay their debt.
I got a big problem here.
What?
So I didn't even send it to Hoff because I wanted to surprise him. I sent you
a
picture of me wearing the wig.
I loved it.
And I was still in my dress shirt coming back from the guard because it got home. It came on Saturday, so I got home. I went to my office, and I was all dressed up. So I still have my dress shirt on. I look like a complete bozo. Here's the problem. So, of course, I'm going to wear the wig no matter what. I'm going to try to slick it back. Yeah. It's a freak wig. Like, it's all not right, slicked. Well. Okay, no, that's fine. But I even told my wife, try to find another one today and just order. If it's going to get here by Thursday, then I'll pay more money. How did I look in the wig?
You look ridiculous. Honestly. But there were points where Brother Love, and that's who BT's got to be, Brother BT, and Hoff is going to be Papa Shango. But there were points where Brother Love, where he would get messed up because he'd be in the ring and his hair would be all over the place. So then, like, maybe you could play that part of it.
Okay.
But it looked ridiculous. I think it's going to look even better with red face paint and the glasses and
everything's
the rings.
There, dude. I got the rings, the red shirt, the white tie. I even got white suspenders. I got a white jacket, white pants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You did a lot good. Hoff, where are we at with the Papa Shango stuff?
I have it all.
I noticed you're growing your hair out this week. Did you see him?
Yeah. I noticed it.
I actually think it's a good look for you.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, but it's going to have to go away.
I was going
to
say, I don't know why you're doing it now. You got to shave your head for Papa Shango.
I want that drastic change on Friday. Like, you're going to see me. We'll take a picture on Thursday. We'll see me with all the full beard, the hair and everything. And then
you're actually shaving your hair? I didn't know you were doing that.
Dude, I'm going all in.
That's awesome.
You could get like one of those, skull cap or whatever.
No.
I do think though, Hoff's like normal look outside of the costume. I like a lot of the hair.
I think it looks better shaved.
Really?
I think it looks good shaved. I think it's like just like a menace, like
I'm
a big,
like,
strong, tough lunatic.
BT just likes me being bald because I'm part of the crew.
No, I think you like big. You know what I'm saying? Like big body. Big
Bam
face.
Bam Bigelow had a shaved head.
Yeah.
I don't know, for him.
I feel like it looked good on. What did your wife think, Hoff?
Of the foof?
No. Of your current hair. If I had that much hair, I'd be letting it ride too.
Me too.
I don't have it. I wish I had that.
Yeah, she's just been yelling at me about other things, so not really focusing on the hair.
Speaking of which, yesterday, first Sunday without football.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, Saturday night, I knew I was in trouble. She goes, What games are there tomorrow? I'm like, I didn't even think twice. This is a rookie mistake.
You got to think. Oh, the Pro Bowl. Yeah, I got to follow this for
I'm like,
the show.
There are no games. I told you. Nothing to the Super Bowl. I was like, can my friend come over and we'll watch a movie? One of the movies that we got from the SAG stuff.
Okay.
1 o'clock. So instead of 1 o'clock football Sunday in my house, it's the 1 o'clock movie watching with my wife and her friend.
But hold on a second.
Yeah.
All right. Not the worst. It wasn't, but
come on. That's depressing. Going from football.
Is she cool?
Yeah, it was fine.
I'm going to say, is she cool?
My wife or her friend?
No, a friend.
Yeah, they're fine. Yeah.
Is she married? Does she have a husband?
No, single.
Okay. But she's cool. She's like, you know her well?
Yeah, brought some snacks over. Yeah,
all right. So But you don't have to watch the movie with them. Go in your bedroom.
I know.
Take a nap.
I said that early on. I'm like, you know what? Don't mind if I don't watch the movie. I'm going to be doing some stuff. And then I got the stuff done. And I was like, I want to check out the movie. You know what movie we saw?
Oh,
Substance.
God. Substance.
Have you heard of this one?
I've never heard of
it. Yeah, I've been waiting to watch it.
Did you see it?
I haven't watched it yet. Demi Moore.
It's with Demi Moore in it. She gets naked in it.
Oh, yeah. I heard Demi. Yeah. Yeah. Demi's great. I love Demi Moore.
She is. The movie
she
was.
Gets naked. It's well, first thing he says.
No, well, because I saw that. And now
full
I'm asking
full,
my.
Frontal?
Full everything. Mm. And now I'm asking my wife and her friend, like, is this real? And they're like, oh, I don't know. I was like, oh, let me Google it real quick.
Yeah, so you watch it with another. See, that's interesting.
Well. I mean, I didn't know that that was going to happen. They wanted to see this movie Substance, so I like to see it and check it off the list. I figured I'd watch it with them. I didn't know Demi Moore was getting naked in it.
Maybe they did.
And
maybe they
really
wanted to watch it with you.
It was really hard. The movie was it was so preposterous. I can't even explain.
What's
to you
the premise in 10 seconds?
The premise is a good one.
Okay.
Aging star beauty Hollywood starlet.
Okay.
Losing her job because she's getting old, and
she's an actress at this point.
Yes, and they're going to replace her with a younger talent, and then she can some weird company, whatever, reached out to her saying like, you can change your life and go back to being young. Like she could take this medicine and make her young again
instead of getting nine faceless like everybody else in Hollywood.
It's,
that looks
terrible. Obviously far fetched, but. But that premise is not
is it
bad.
Very demon-y type of feel? I feel like there's a lot of like...
It's very gory. It goes, oh, I'm
gory,
yo,
perfect.
Yeah.
Like it's a horror film?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
what?
I
think it is. Exactly. It was...
It's an interesting...
Yeah. And I said, what I said naturally was, oh, yeah, I can watch a horror film at 1 on Sunday because I've been doing that all year long with the Jets and Giants. No, but it was a nice, yeah.
By the way, do you know how old Demi Moore is?
62?
She is.
I looked it up.
Yeah, she looks phenomenal. She absolutely looks phenomenal. And listen, I'm sure she's had some work.
And my wife and her friend are looking like, oh, God, 62, no Sagan?
Well, no Sagan.
I mean...
Well, see the thought bubble over your head while they were thinking that. What the hell were you thinking? Probably what I would be thinking. No, I think what we'd all be thinking.
Put it this way. I didn't say it in the room. I'm certainly not going to say it on the air.
No, that's true. I mean, listen, she has, I'm sure, had work done, but it's not to the point where she no longer looks like herself. That's what I just, it's, and I'm not mocking. It's sad. And not just women. Some men do this as well. Like, it sucks getting older, but you got to embrace it. Like, well, it is what it is. You either get older or, God forbid, you die.
That was exactly the point of the movie. And it takes a weird way to get there, a very, you know, bizarre horror movie type thing. But yes, that was the point. Like, hey, stop changing everything. Like, embrace your age.
Yeah.
It's not, you
now, almost, having said that, I'm going to start taking HGH as soon as I get my hands on it. I'm not kidding. Like, the first doctor I could find that gives me HGH, I'm taking
it. If there were something that you could take to enhance...
Have you ever tried... We'll play a little game.
Yeah,
have you ever tried the, you know... like
Rogaine
the,
or anything?
No, I tried Rogaine for a while. I did, like years ago.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was going to ask if there were one thing you could do. Like, for me, I probably would want to have hair back.
No, I like the way I look bald.
Okay.
Honestly, I'd probably just chisel off the little teeny tiny love handles.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. But
I'd probably,
but,
you know, see, they're not here, bad, but I'd probably get rid
right,
of those.
But here's the thing with that. You can control that.
Like, sure, I can.
We control our weight and our, like, I can work out and get muscles.
I know what you're saying.
I can't make
the
my hair come
the
back.
The follicles are.
Yeah, like that's they it. They're
they
toast. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I don't understand. Like, why do you go bald at the top and you still keep it on the sides?
Yeah, I hate that.
I don't understand that. It's still the head.
I hate that.
But I thought you were going in a different direction. I thought you were going to bring up, like, the pills and stuff.
No, that I haven't.
You never tried one?
No, I haven't needed to.
No, me neither. Half. You haven't tried? I didn't say
no,
needed it.
No, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good in all areas.
No, I'm not saying that. See, you guys.
Oh, what do you mean?
You guys are, well, because, you guys are no, taking it in the wrong direction.
I've heard you can. I've heard you.
You don't take it because you need it.
You take it because it enhances?
You take it because you want to feel like a porn star for an hour. That's why you take
has
it.
Has that worked?
It's phenomenal.
Really?
It's ridiculous. I probably tried. See, this is something Gio will be totally honest about. Probably tried it 3 or 4 times in my life, and I definitely don't need it. I can promise you that.
Right.
It's ridiculous, dude. I'll just leave it. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Here's my thing.
It is absolutely ridiculous.
Here's my thing. It's not that I'm anti.
You guys know out there, if you tried it, you don't need it. It's
not,
ridiculous.
It's not that I'm anti that. It's that I'm anti, like.
Depending on it?
No. It's not that. I don't even like taking Tylenol. I don't do drugs. I told you that.
No,
like,
that's. I got
so
you.
So I'm afraid to put anything that's not natural in my body to begin with.
Well, it is natural. It's not. I'm not saying you're getting it from some third world country that ships it to your mailbox. You get it from the doctor.
If you
try it.
If you were hanging with Martha Stewart, do you think you'd need it?
No.
I don't understand the question, but
meaning,
the answer is
did
also.
Did you see Martha Stewart from last week?
No, what happened with her?
That's a whole different...
Good or no good?
Good.
Yeah,
Real good.
I wouldn't need it, huh?
I like more.
But I would
Stewart.
Hope the lights were broken.
Plus, she's a businesswoman. Like, that's a powerful businesswoman. That's a turn-on. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll go to...
I can't believe neither of you guys ever tried that. I'm actually genuinely stunned.
I've tried many things in
my
life.
I thought you would have tried it.
You think Gio has?
Guarantee. I heard him tell the story when he bought it at the gas station. You almost died.
Yeah.
See?
Some goat weed. No, you get it from a doctor.
Okay, right. Okay.
Yeah. Not when you fill up 30 regular unleaded.
You think Boomer has?
I don't know. I think I've heard Boomer say he has not. Mm. And, of course, he slips and I don't need it. Well, so did I, though. So, but you asked me. You asked me. I didn't just slip that in. Anyway.
BT and Sal, the Fan, will come back, get to some baseball, as well as your calls, 888-808-1019 on the Fan.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.